World's first laughing gas breathalyzer being tested. Strict new breathalyzers able to detect the intoxicating presence of laughing gas are being tested by police in response to the deaths of three teenagers in a car crash in the county. The young friends were killed when they were passengers in a car that crashed into a tree near Marcham, Abingdon, in 2023. The 18-year-old driver was filmed inhaling laughing gas, nitrous oxide, behind the wheel just moments before the crash. Thomas Johnson was travelling at speeds of up to 100 miles an hour before his car hit a tree beside the A1415, killing passengers Ethan Goddard, Daniel Hancock, both 18, and Elliot Pullin, 17. Elliot's family have backed calls for a nitrous oxide breathalyzer to be rolled out nationwide. The device, believed to be the first of its kind in the world, is being tested by Thames Valley Police in a groundbreaking trial. If successful, this could lead to motorists being prosecuted for drug driving offences. Nitrous oxide, also known as NOS, is a Class C drug under the Misuse of Drugs Act 1971, and offenders could serve up to 2 years in prison for possessing it for unlawful use. Elliot's family welcomed the introduction of the new device, which could save lives on the road. They said, "As a family, we fully support the trial of NOS roadside breath test to come into force. Having lost our beloved Elliot due to the recklessness and dangerous actions of the driver, who we know was under the influence of NOS behind the wheel of his BMW, we fully support any positive action that can be taken against drivers to prevent more lives being lost on the road. The idea of people being under the influence of such substance is terrifying. We hope that this trial, along with the coverage from the media, acts as a positive deterrent for other drivers. Through our loss and devastation, we hope that this trial educates other drivers in a positive way, and those who may consider using NOS whilst driving see the risk and danger of doing so. It's quite simply never worth the risk." Acting Superintendent Emma Hart of the Joint Operations Roads Policing Unit of Hampshire and Isle of Wight Constabulary and Thames Valley Police said, "There is currently no device available that can prove a driver inhale laughing gas, making prosecutions difficult. That is why our forces are leading this testing phase to break new ground and to prove these devices can help save lives on our roads. As a team, we are always looking for new ways to make our roads safer. Nitrous oxide is a growing issue, especially with young drivers who don't understand the harm it can cause. So when we saw the opportunity to test this new technology, we knew how important it could be towards these devices being rolled out across the country. It is an extremely important technological innovation, and we are at the forefront of this cutting-edge research for the benefit of all UK policing."